Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of May, Saturday morning. You know, when Paul says, I will glory in my infirmities, that's a very difficult thing to do, to glory in our infirmities. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in us mightily. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The joy of the Lord is your strength, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. All those scriptures point to the fact that we have no strength in and of ourselves. And I can tell you, over the last couple, three days, that has been brought home to me again in a real way. You know, our strength is in God alone. And I must say, it's not easy to glory in our infirmities. But we realize that the strength and power is of God and not of us. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And let us realize that all of our strength and power and everything comes from God alone. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. God bless.